You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host, Louise, and over the next few shows, I'll be talking to you about networking in English. In previous episodes, I've already covered preparing for an event and small talk, and in the coming weeks, we'll be looking at following up with phone calls, emails, and meetings. In today's episode, we'll be looking specifically at business talk, looking how to structure your conversation, ask intelligent questions, and spot the needs and the problems of the person who you're talking to. So, let's get started. Remember that the aim of networking is not to sell yourself per se, but to get to know the person you are talking to, for them to get to know you, to like each other, and eventually trust each other. This builds a foundation for a business relationship which could lead to future work. Remember, most people love talking about themselves and will like you if you ask them questions and appear interested in their responses. So, after you've done your groundwork with the small talk, it's time to turn to business talk. The aim of business talk is to try to find out what work problems this person or the person's company is facing, and how you may be able to help them. Here is the time to ask open, relevant, and intelligent questions about work. Listening is very important here, so make sure you listen carefully, pay attention to what the person is saying, and clarify if you don't understand. Listening and clarifying will be covered in more detail in one of the following podcast episodes. Getting to know someone and their work situation means knowing about their present, past, and future career paths. Therefore, make sure you ask questions which cover all of these points, and once you find out about a problem that the company is facing, don't just suddenly start selling your services. Instead, take your time to find out as much as possible about this problem through questions. Just be aware that some people may be reluctant to talk about this or to disclose much information. The next part, which is covered in the next podcast episode, is to suggest a way you think you can help, to ask directly if you could speak further about this after the networking event and exchange contact details. So, let's move now to the dialogue. In today's episode, we'll hear from John, the lawyer at MMBR Law Firm, and a guest he meets at the Real Estate Law Conference, Rachel. They're talking about business and using the kind of vocabulary typical amongst native speakers at a networking event. For those of you who listened to the last episode, you'll be familiar with the start of this conversation, where small talk about career leads naturally onto business talk. As you listen, pay attention to how John uses this as an opportunity to find out about Rachel's business. Also, try to answer the following questions. Number 1. What did Rachel train as? Number 2. Who are Rachel's advisors? And number 3. How long has Rachel been with her advisors? First, we'll hear the dialogue at a slow pace.
So what do you do?
I'm a partner at the MMBR law firm in London, and also I head up the Real Estate Lawyers Group. It's a small association of lawyers that meet to discuss developments in real estate, write articles, and some of us do some teaching at a university. What about you? Are you a lawyer as well?
No, I'm not a lawyer. I'm the co-director of Prime Property, a real estate development, construction and acquisition firm. We're based in London, and we're slowly branching into developments outside the UK.
That's interesting. Are you busy this year? And what about the impact that Brexit's having?
Well, things are going well in the UK, but times are a bit uncertain for us. It's really not great for what's happening abroad.
Oh, I can imagine. What exactly is the problem?
Well, we specialise in the construction of holiday homes to expats. So, as I mentioned before, we're seeing a significant drop in investment. In fact, it's not good at all.
Could you tell me a bit more about it? Whereabouts are you developing outside of the UK?
Well, it's actually mostly in the Algarve in Portugal. It's a great location, honestly.
Yes, I've heard, but I've never been. So how did you get into property development?
Well, I studied architecture. In fact, I'm an architect by trade and worked as an architect for quite a long time. I had a small practice. This grew, but I always wanted something bigger. And well, in the end, I decided to set up Prime Property with a colleague. And well, it turned out to be a success.
Gosh, how long has it been going for?
It's coming up for 10 years. Of course, there have been difficult times, a bit like we're having now, but we're a strong team.
And what are your plans for the future?
Well, we want to expand more into Europe, diversify our developments, but really it's difficult to say with Brexit.
Yes, I can imagine. You've got advisors, right?
Oh yes, of course.
Do you mind me asking who they are?
Not at all. We use James and James LLP. Perhaps you know some of the lawyers there?
No, I don't. But I've heard of them, though. How long have you been with them?
Gosh, it's around 4 or 5 years now.
And are you satisfied with their service?
Well, they were great at the start. And we started out using the services of Ford and James. But since the firm merged with James and Connors, quite a few of the lawyers have left and the service isn't quite the same. Maybe it's difficult for them with Brexit to give us the answers we want.
How was the service before? Is there a way that you think they could improve?
Yes, nowadays the service seems much slower and it's incredibly vague. I just feel like they're not being upfront with us anymore. And it's at this difficult time for our company as well.
Look, I hope this isn't too direct, but can I ask why you're still with them?
Well, we have been a loyal customer of theirs for about 5 years, and they've really helped us in the past. Their rates are pretty good, but yes, now you mention it, it could be time for a change.
Great. So, did you notice how John asked questions about the present, past, and future aspects of Rachel's work? He firstly asked about the present, saying, "What do you do? Are you busy? Tell me more about it." You could also ask questions such as, "What does that involve? What's your typical day? What area do you specialise in? And Ask questions about the company. How many employees are there? Where are you based? How big is the company? Is work successful? He also asked about the past. So, how did you get into property development? How long has it been going for? You could also ask, how long have you been working for the company? What did you do before you joined the company? What did you used to do or what did you study? He also asked about the future. And what are your plans for the future? You could also ask, what do you think the future has in store for your work? And you can keep the conversation going with questions such as, how do you feel about such and such? Or, what's your opinion on something? Or, what's the most challenging thing about your job? Once that John had established that Rachel did have a problem that he may be able to help with, he asked further questions to find out as much as possible about the situation, instead of selling his services right away. So, now that we've listened to the dialogue, let's discuss some of the vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition. Then, we'll hear an example sentence from the dialogue, followed by another example of using the vocabulary. Then, there'll be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the new phrase. Number one, to get into something or to be into something. The phrasal verb to get into something means to become interested in something. To be into something means to already be interested in something. John says,
So how did you get into property development?
Repeat after the beep. Funny you mention Portugal. One of my colleagues is really into Portuguese music. Number two, by trade. By trade means as a profession or professionally. Rachel says,
in fact, I'm an architect by trade.
Repeat after the beep. My colleague Jane is a fantastic painter. However, of course, she's a lawyer by trade. Number three, to turn out. The phrasal verb to turn out means to become apparent, to become known or to transpire. Rachel says,
and well, it turned out to be a success.
Repeat after the beep. This year turned out to be quite successful for the firm. Number four, to come up for. The phrasal verb to come up for means to occur, to emerge, to be close to reaching the time or location. For example, I'm just checking the map and I can see we're coming up for junction 12 on the motorway. Rachel says,
it's coming up for 10 years.
Repeat after the beep. It's coming up to 8 years now that I've been working at the firm. Number five, to be up front. The adjective up front can mean, firstly, to be bold and honest, as it is used in this dialogue when Rachel says,
I just feel like they're not being up front with us anymore.
But it can also mean a payment in advance or immediately. For example, The phone contract is £10 per month with a single upfront payment of £50. Repeat after the beep. Whether it's good news or bad news, we are always upfront with our clients. Well done. Now let's take a look at those questions. Number one. What did Rachel train as? Rachel said,
"Well, I studied architecture."
So Rachel trained as an architect. Number two, who are Rachel's advisors? Rachel said,
"We use James and James LLP."
So quite an easy answer. The answer is James and James. And finally, number three, how long has Rachel been with her advisors? Rachel said,
"Gosh, it's around 4 or 5 years now."
So it's been 4 or 5 years. Great, so now let's listen again at a more natural speed.
So what do you do?
I'm a partner at the MMBR law firm in London, and also I head up the Real Estate Lawyers Group. It's a small association of lawyers that meet to discuss developments in real estate, write articles, and some of us do some teaching at a university. What about you? Are you a lawyer as well?
No, I'm not a lawyer. I'm the co-director of Prime Property, a real estate development, construction and acquisition firm. We're based in London. And we're slowly branching into developments outside the UK.
That's interesting. Are you busy this year? And what about the impact that Brexit's having?
Well, things are going well in the UK, but times are a bit uncertain for us. It's really not great for what's happening abroad.
Oh, I can imagine. What exactly is the problem?
Well, we specialise in the construction of holiday homes to expats. So, as I mentioned before, we're seeing a significant drop in investment. In fact, it's not good at all.
Could you tell me a bit more about it? Whereabouts are you developing outside of the UK?
Well, it's actually mostly in the Algarve in Portugal. It's a great location, honestly.
Yes, I've heard, but I've never been. So how did you get into property development?
Well, I studied architecture. In fact, I'm an architect by trade and worked as an architect for quite a long time. I had a small practice. This grew, but I always wanted something bigger. And well, in the end, I decided to set up Prime Property with a colleague. And well, it turned out to be a success.
Gosh, how long has it been going for?
It's coming up for 10 years. Of course, there have been difficult times, a bit like we're having now, but we're a strong team.
And what are your plans for the future?
Well, we want to expand more into Europe, diversify our developments, but really it's difficult to say with Brexit.
Yes, I can imagine. You've got advisors, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
Do you mind me asking who they are?
Not at all. We use James and James LLP. Perhaps you know some of the lawyers there.
No, I don't. But I've heard of them, though. How long have you been with them?
Gosh, it's around 4 or 5 years now.
And are you satisfied with their service?
Well, they were great at the start. And we started out using the services of Ford and James. But since the firm merged with James and Connors, quite a few of the lawyers have left, and the service isn't quite the same. Maybe it's difficult for them with Brexit to give us the answers we want.
How was the service before? Is there a way that you think they could improve?
Yes, nowadays the service seems much slower, and it's incredibly vague. I just feel like they're not being upfront with us anymore, and it's at this difficult time for our company as well.
Look, I hope this isn't too direct, but can I ask why you're still with them?
Well, we have been a loyal customer of theirs. for about 5 years, and they've really helped us in the past. Their rates are pretty good, but yes, now you mention it, it could be time for a change.
And finally, let's have a recap about Business Talk. Firstly, remember to ask questions about the past, present, and future. Make sure that you keep the conversation going with open questions, and when you do spot a problem which you think you can solve or certainly help with, don't go in for the hard sell straight away. Find out as much as you can before you move on to suggest a way you can help. So that's the end of today's episode. We've covered business talk to use at a networking event or conference. And in the next episode, we'll be covering how to arrange a time to discuss things further and exchange contact details. For more practice, Podcast Pro members can access online learning materials, including transcripts of the shows and quizzes to test your knowledge. If you're not a member yet, you can sign up for a free trial at www.studylegalenglish.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. And if you have any feedback or topic requests, I would love to hear from you. You can get in touch by email, info@studylegalenglish.com, or on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.